Alright, well, we got this meeting started. Apologies for being late. We're in a meeting, which was fantastic news. Our numbers are down, and that is what the election commissioners have to say to us. What does this mean? It means we are not where we need to be, okay? We are absolutely not on par with where we're going to need to be in order to make this happen. Now, I know there are some of you who are out there all day today, busting your ass from sun up to sundown, but that is not enough. I need every single person in this room out there making this happen for us, okay? I'm up, I'm barely sleeping, a whole bunch of us, Ashton, Marcus, Verlani, up, not sleeping, busting our ass to make this happen. Now, I don't know if you've seen these flyers. They've been plastered all around campus, they've been all around apartment complexes, and you know what they are? This is what Ben Cavatero was up to while you're sleeping last night, okay? He and his party are walking around apartment complex to apartment complex at 1, 2, 3 in the morning and beyond to get this out there. They have candidates, they have volunteers, they have people on the ground willing to put the time in to put damn flyers in apartment complexes at 4 in the morning. Now, I cannot stand here, and I did not take this position to get schooled by Ben Cavatero and the Student Alliance Party when we are so much better than them. All right? I can't even begin to explain how frustrated I am at leaving that meeting and hearing what our actual turnout, what our actual results are for today. I will not feel this way tomorrow. So I need every single person in this room to understand that this is not acceptable. So what we're doing tomorrow, this is not going to work. So with that, good.
I don't know if any of you know me. I'm actually on the ticket with some of y'all. I'm Andrew Guglielmo. And more importantly, I'm pretty fucking pissed off. So, ladies, excuse my language, but it's going to be filled with this. This kind of shit, and the ratio of twos that I've seen this entire election. Every day that I've been walking around, and you guys haven't seen me, but I've been walking from corner to corner to corner to corner of this campus, and seeing each and every person wearing a Unite Party shirt, outnumbered by two. Two people in green shirts have been compared to the one in the Unite Party. Now, what the hell does that say about us? Does that say that we don't care? Does it? Do we care, guys? Do we? Do we care? Because all I see is people with a little giggle sometimes and then look away. A little giggle to their friends and then look away to someone else. Go and engage people. That's why you're here. If you want to be a student leader, be one. I'm tired of people thinking that this is an excuse. It's not. The excuse is you all. You all are not trying hard enough. Hear it again. You're not trying hard enough. I expect each and every one of you to be outside, to be handing somebody a flyer, to be engaging somebody saying, hey, have you heard about the Unite Party? And to get away from your little clusters, from your little friendships that you have with each and every single little person that you're standing next to some gate somewhere in the middle of campus. Get out there in the middle of it. That's why they're more visible. That's why people know their names and not yours. Now, I understand that some of you are candidates, and some of you are volunteers, and some of you are house reps. Trust me, I ran the campaign last year. I understand. But that doesn't mean a damn thing. All of you know the platform. All of you probably have a Unite Party shirt. All of you have no excuse but to be outside getting at least 10 votes per person, and those people should get 10 votes for them. It's exponential. It's easy. Do it. We're going to break up right here real quick. Now that you guys may have your tails between your legs, and you see my face probably a little red. When you guys get into your groups, candidates, I expect you to be talking to Thomas and Adira about each and every second of your day tomorrow. You have less than 24 hours until nothing else matters but the count. This is your election. This means just as much to you as it does to Ashton, Marcus, and Ron. Am I wrong about that? And volunteers and house reps, are you going to be the one to let them down? Are you going to be the one to just say, there's
few minutes longer. Don't worry, I'm going to do my philanthropy right now. Or I'm just going to, you know, go hang out with my friends at Yoga Berry. That's for tomorrow. That's for the next day. Tomorrow is for the party. I expect all of you to be giving your blood, your sweat, and your tears for it. Tomorrow, especially. We have houses and organizations that are less than 30% of where they should be. Last year, we were at 60%. What does that say about right now? I hope you're scared, because I sure as hell am. So whoever's going to be organizing where you're going to be going, they're going to be saying where you're going next. But house rents, you better get on the phone. Get on the phone to the older brothers, to the older sisters, to the older people in your organization. If you're having such a problem getting their people out to the polls, get your big brother, your big sister to call them up for you. That's why you have these people. There's no excuse for us not to win by 60%. We did it last year. We're going to do it again. It all matters how much you people in this room care right now. That's all I have to say to you. Listen up for where you're supposed to go.
All right, house reps going in the back corner back there. Candidates are staying in this room and volunteers in this corner of the house.